The Walk with a Doc series invites people to come and take a walk with a doctor. And Dr. Nelson Trujillo, who is a board certified cardiologist at Boulder Community Health, you're going to be walking along on August 26th in North Boulder Park. First of all, what's the idea behind the Walk with the Doc program?
Well, there's a bunch of different parts to it. The first thing is health is a community issue. And so Boulder Community is really making a big effort to create a community of people who are going to get out and start walking to exercise. The second part of it is that walking is just an incredible exercise and helps lots of different parts of you. And from a preventive strategy, it's cheap and fun.
Well, we're going to do this interview while walking to give people kind of, I suppose, an idea of what's going on. Now, we're here at Boulder Community Health. We're going to hop on one of the pads here, but the walks are taking place really all over Boulder County. The one on August 26th is at North Boulder Park. What kind of distance are we covering? Do you need to have very fit people coming along to walk with you?
No, what's fabulous about this is it's really a walk with people of all sorts of different abilities. And the way we have it structured is you can walk maybe 15 steps, you can walk 2 miles. So we really have the course set up so that there are a variety of different distances. Really, we just want people to get out and stroll for 20 minutes, and that's part of a good program in general, and it gives everybody an opportunity to do what they're comfortable with.
Now, they also get a chance to talk to you as a board-certified cardiologist. It seems the way our health system is set up, we don't often get very much one-on-one time with doctors. We're either in a very brief appointment, we spend a lot of time with the nurse or the physician's assistant, and then the doctor themselves, just because they're so incredibly busy, doesn't have a lot of time. I mean, so is this a real opportunity to get all those pressing questions answered?
It is. It's fun. You know, you get to really become part of the community. You get to answer questions that people sort of have in the back of their mind that maybe they've been too shy to ask at their regular doctor appointments. It's casual and low key. And I get to mingle, so it's wonderful that way. We also have a lot of other providers, nurses, technologists, the ambulance service is going to be there as well. So people get to ask questions of a lot of different people. So it's great.
You get your blood pressure checked as well. And I know that's very much connected to all health, but particularly cardiac health. Now, you're a cardiologist. What are your major concerns right now, or what is the reality right now around heart health in 2017 and in an area like Boulder County?
Well, that's absolutely. So cardiology is obviously what I do, and I think the big push really is about prevention. And so in 2017 in Boulder County, we actually have the same concerns that we have nationwide and worldwide, which is that really in our young people, obesity is getting more and more prevalent. And with that comes diabetes, and with that comes high blood pressure and risk for heart disease. And so while we've made great strides in our secondary prevention after people have an event, we really haven't done a great job at focusing on prevention.
There are more and more statistics coming out about how fit and healthy Boulder City, and I suppose by extension Boulder County, is in terms of some of those chronic diseases like diabetes, but there are also statistics about how much alcohol we're consuming or maybe some other things that we're participating in that might not be quite so good for our heart health. What are the major dietary or behavioral concerns when it comes to heart health?
Well, far and away, smoking is where it's at. So if there's really only one thing we can do and focus on, it would be continuing to show how bad smoking is for our health.
Now, is that just smoking tobacco? What about smoking other legal substances like cannabis?
All right. Well, the question about marijuana always comes up, and there's not a lot of great data yet about how it influences cardiovascular health. And so at this point, we're not really sure. No question that nicotine, and it's in its inhaled form, from a cardiovascular risk, is far and away the biggest culprit. The other big issue really is dietary, and while we're really good here in Boulder, we're not perfect in the sense of fast foods and, you know, very sugary beverages and sodas and how we teach our kids to eat. So I think those things are huge opportunities to improve our community's health.
So where do we go from here? We're sort of on a path.
We're going around.
Okay, we're going to keep going. Yeah. We're on the path. Okay, well, I'm going to just follow your lead.
Exactly.
You're the doc and you're doing the walk. So
exactly.
You're following.
Well, we love it. It's It's a nice little 1 mile loop and takes about 20 minutes, which is really ideal if we can get everybody out 20 minutes a day. That really is a lion's share of the exercise they need to prevent a lot of problems over the course of their lifetimes.
You mentioned children being a concern, and particularly a rise in obesity and with diabetes. Are we seeing heart issues now in children?
Absolutely. You know, the age at which people present is becoming younger and younger. And as our population ages, we're going to have this sort of two-part problem. We have all the baby boomers who are becoming of age when they're starting to present, and then we're going to have our young people starting earlier and earlier. So who will be there to care for each other? We don't know yet. So it's an epidemic with our youth, and there's no question that the resources to take care of the elderly as it relates to cardiovascular problems has the potential to overwhelm our system.
I think a lot of people think of cardiac issue as a heart attack or some major catastrophic medical event. But are there underlying cardiac issues that we need to be aware of that maybe we're not necessarily experiencing symptoms, but they could be, you know, maybe an ongoing pervasive issue that could result in a major catastrophic event?
Yeah, I think high blood pressure is the vanguard for that, which is, it's really a silent killer. And people have high blood pressure for many, many years before they know it. And it is a harbinger of stroke and heart attack. And, you know, I always tell people, you know, if you die, we're sad you're gone. But really, it's the disability associated with these problems. You know, you're not able to work. You can't enjoy your family. You're not able to communicate. Your quality of life becomes very, very poor. So, as much as we're sad about death, disability really is a bigger concern.
Now, we're here on the bike path just west of the Boulder Community Hospital, and there are so many paths and so many opportunities to get out and walk here in this area. With the patients that you see, do you see, you know, access to exercise as being a problem, or is it really just maybe more of a motivation to get out and do it?
Well, that has been the most exciting part of this whole program. We really are partnering with Boulder, the Park Service, because we have access to incredible trails. We have access to just wonderful places to walk. And so this collaboration really, which is what we're all about, which is bringing the community together, there's plenty of opportunity. We want to make it safe. We want to make it fun. And I think by bringing people together of all different abilities, we have a wonderful trail guide that we're going to be providing that shows all the different walks that we're going to be doing over the course of the next few months and the different distances. So really, there's no excuse.
Well, August 26th, you're doing the Preventing Heart Attacks Walk. That's going to be North Boulder Park. The two subsequent ones, September 9th, is Controlling Blood Pressure. That's at Harlow Platz Park on Gillespie Drive in Boulder. And October 14th, Shortness of Breath, Causes and Risk Factors. That's Coat Lake or Tom Watson Park on 63rd Street in Boulder. They all seem very much connected to cardiac health.
Yeah, well, I think it's the advantage I have, I guess, in the sense of as the sort of the face of the walk with the doc, we want to focus on cardiovascular health. There's no question in our next series of walks, we'll have different parts to it. You know, we have a very active community. We hope to focus on orthopedic issues at some point in time, a lot of the other different health issues as it relates to having a meaningful life as we go forward.
Now, the first Walk with the Doc event happened in July, and it was on the benefits of walking. So it seems that we're not really working up much of a sweat here. It seems like pretty low level activity. But so what are the benefits of walking, and really do they compare with other high impact exercise?
Well, there's no question that at a minimum, a 20 minute vigorous walk, and while we're not sweating, we're moving along. And so this is a good pace for us, have incredible health benefits. And that's sort of the minimum. There's no question that, you know, the more active you are, the more benefits you can get. Though it does plateau at a certain point in time, so we sort of have this sweet zone of physical activity as it relates to health. The benefits really encompass every part of you. And so from top to bottom, you know, from a brain point of view, there's data that shows it prevents dementia, it improves memory. From a psychiatric point of view, it prevents depression, helps with anxiety. From a cardiovascular point of view, lowers blood pressure, reduces the risk of heart attack and stroke. From a stomach issue, helps lose weight, helps maintain healthy weight. From an orthopedic point of view, prevents osteoporosis and fracture, and keeps us flexible and resilient. So there's really not a part of you that this little walk hasn't touched this afternoon.
Is a little and often better than less frequently but more intense workouts?
Right. When we sort of look at that, and people are always looking for a way out. You know, if I could do all of it on Sunday, does that count? And the reality is, we're looking for, you know, 160 to 180 minutes a week. How you divide it up probably doesn't matter as much as doing it. You know, I'm a habit kind of guy, and I think if we do something a little every day, that works a lot better. So I favor getting up in the morning, walking out 10 minutes from your door, turning around and walking back, you're off the hook. If you get to go to the gym that day, that's bonus. If you get to ski that day, that's bonus. So I think a little every day is probably better than sustained less time. But the American College of Cardiology and the guidelines would say at least 3 times a week.
Well, we're here on the bike path in Boulder. Now, we've seen some pretty intense-looking cyclists who look like they do it quite a bit. We've seen some elderly people on a tricycle, just people out for a stroll as well. No kids. Now, granted, kids are going back to school this week. But in your practice as a cardiologist, what are the trends you've been seeing over the years in terms of the age of people who are being impacted by heart issues?
Well, I think it's happening younger and younger. And you know, it's actually sad. You know, physical education as part of a curriculum for schools has sort of been pushed aside. Our kids are less and less active, more screen time. It's leading to an incredible increase in type 2 diabetes and obesity, such that there's an epidemic. I think Michelle Obama's push to get people playing again really has been so important to begin the community discussions about how to do that. And part of our program as we sort of expand is to really touch kids in schools. Gina Simmering, who's our coordinator, she really has a passion for getting into the schools, getting those kids moving, eating properly, because that's really bang for your buck. I mean, those of us that are old like myself, we're sort of set in our ways. We are going to make choices, but the kids, you know, they learn. And if walking and eating well is part of their life, they won't know any different.
We're here with Dr. Nelson Trujillo on the bike path in Boulder. He's a board-certified cardiologist at Boulder Community Health, but he's also the doc who's part of the Come Walk with the Doc program that's happening in different parks around Boulder County in August, September and October. It started in July, and the subject of the August 26th event is preventing heart attacks. We're trying to prevent collisions here because we've got bikes and runners and walkers like us on the bike path here.
Not looking up.
I know, look up, get off your screen and look up. If you have had a sedentary lifestyle, if you've been eating badly, if you're suffering from some of these chronic illnesses that result in that, whether it's diabetes or obesity, is there a point where it's just too late to change and really you can't reverse some of this damage?
It's never too late. I think that we know from good science that an opportunity to walk and to get moving again will or has the potential to stop things where they are. It can definitely make things better, and it's never too late. And there's something for everybody. You know, I don't like to exercise or I can't. And the answer is we all can do something. It sometimes takes creativity. You know, one of the beautiful things about Boulder and our relationship with the rec centers is that, you know, there's Zumba if you love to dance, there's yoga, there's walking programs and running and swimming. I was on the mall last night and there were people hula hooping. So, you know, there's plenty of ways to get people moving again. And in Boulder, for sure, we have ample opportunity to try lots of different things. And I think the real key is finding something that's fun. You know, we all do things we love. No problem eating apple pie. I love apple pie. If we could find something physical to do that was our apple pie, we'd be in great shape.
We spoke about the benefits of walking and just physical activity, even what seems like pretty moderate physical activity. You mentioned, obviously, cardiovascular health and even things like dementia, but just even being outdoors like this, I would imagine, has other impacts. Like, you know, people, if you were suffering from depression or anxiety, I mean, what are some of the proven scientific benefits of just getting outside, even if it's just for a 10-minute walk?
Right. Well, absolutely, no question. It's incredibly impactful for depression and anxiety. With our struggle with mental health in our world today, to get outside is it's cheap Zoloft. I think that the data is very clear that exercise is as effective as other therapies for treating those issues, and it's a lot more fun. As far as cognitive deficits, there's lots of data about prevention of Alzheimer's, reduction in memory disorders. So I think the health benefits of walking are clear.
We're kind of at a pretty moderate pace here. Are we walking fast enough to actually make a big difference?
Absolutely. This is fabulous. In fact, we're out, we're almost three quarters of the way through, and we're doing wonderful.
We're walking, what, a mile this morning?
This is a mile loop here at Boulder, and it's beautiful, and we'll get all our benefits for the day. Anything else today is bonus.
Well, Dr. Nelson Trujillo is a board-certified cardiologist at Boulder Community Health. He's also the doc in the Walk with the Doc program. You can catch him in North Boulder Park on August 26th, and the topic is going to be preventing heart attacks, and we'll put a link at kgnu.org where people can find out about the upcoming ones. But Gina Simmering, you're a registered nurse. Are you the brains behind the Walk with the Doc program, or at least the organizer?
So I'm part of the team. It's been a collaborative effort between the hospital and the community, and certainly Dr. Trujillo has been the physician champion that has spearheaded this program.
Now, we have been speaking with Dr. Trujillo about the medical benefits of getting out and walk, but it seems getting out and walking, it seems like there's huge community benefits. I mean, if you look at the cost to a society of some of these chronic diseases that we all are aware of, but just the opportunity to come together collectively to do some type of exercise. I've seen this in other countries. I haven't seen it so much here, so this seems like maybe a new concept.
It is. It's a play on an old concept, but definitely providing a place for people to show up, to walk together, to get some education and some enthusiasm around improving their health. It's always a win-win when you can bring together a community, and that's exactly what we've done with Walk with the Doc.
Well, we're trying not to cause too many collisions here. We're on the bike path and people are biking. We're going to head this way and looping back up towards the hospital. Now, as a registered nurse and somebody who's participating in the Walk with the Doc program, what are some of the questions that you hear from patients, maybe in a Walk with the Doc program, that you don't necessarily hear in the doctor's office? I mean, are people a little bit more candid or able to talk more than when they are in the doctor's office?
Absolutely. So taking medicine outside of the walls of the hospital puts everybody on an equal playing field. So I found with our first walk, some of the questions that I heard that I hadn't heard before was mainly around intensity of exercise. A lot of people feel like they have to run marathons or do extreme distances to reap the benefits, and they don't. You know, it's as simple as Dr. Trujillo said, you know, let's start with 10 minutes. 10 minutes in the morning, then, you know, work up to 10 minutes in the afternoon. I think people just need to make it a habit and get out there and be part of a community. So I think it was the intensity that was surprising to me.
It also seems there's an opportunity to desegregate what we think of exercise. And I know that people who are biking advocates are trying to do this. Don't see this as something separate that you need to carve off time to do. See it as maybe something you can use instead of commuting. You can walk to places that you otherwise might drive, and you can maybe integrate exercise into your daily life a little bit more than seeing, I need to go to the gym and that's where I do my exercise.
Absolutely, and it's basically simplifying how we move our bodies, and it the whole idea behind this is movement. And we are also, during these walks, talking about nutrition, and those two go hand in hand. And you had mentioned something earlier about the mental health benefits of walking, and these are huge. we are getting outside with the community. People don't feel that they're alone. They're getting vitamin D and they're learning. So it's that collaborative approach that, again, I feel is such a win-win.
Dr. Trujillo mentioned that you, Gina Simmering, you're actually in the schools a lot and you're trying to encourage a lot more activity in the classroom. Now, we could get into all kinds of conversations about how the school day has changed so much and there is more pressure on schools in terms of getting academic stuff done. Are you concerned that there's a less of a focus on physical activity for kids?
Absolutely. And in the state of Colorado, there isn't a set physical activity program. Teachers get to pick, you know, from a variety of things. And I feel that we need to go back to placing more importance on moving our bodies during the day so that we can learn. Things like standing up, you know, every 15, 20 minutes during the day instead of plunking people in front of screens for hours on end. And I do feel that there's a big shift once kids get into middle school where, you know, hormones are changing and it's a really hard time for kids. And exercise can just keep them more grounded, help them feel empowered about their bodies. And with less and less emphasis on this, we're seeing more and more mental health issues, especially around Boulder County.
Well, just to let listeners know, it's a bit louder here because we are now just on Arapahoe past Foothills Parkway. There are more cars now as we're looping back up to the hospital. We're coming to the end of our 1 mile loop, which we've been able to do in about 20 minutes, so it doesn't take that long to do this. But just in terms of the amount of cars, this gets back to a point made earlier. Maybe there's an opportunity to think about how we could integrate exercise as part of our commuting, because I know there are lots of statistics, none of which I know right off the top of my head, about how many journeys by car are done that are a mile or less. It's taken us about 20 minutes to walk a mile, so it seems like maybe there are opportunities to walk as opposed to getting your car.
Absolutely, and I think this Walk with the Doc program is a great way to get people started and thinking about how they can integrate this into their daily lives. And I love the idea of not getting in the car and using my 2 feet. It's free.
Well, we're looping back up to the hospital here. So the Walk with the Doc program is happening August 26th at North Boulder Park. It's preventing heart attacks. What time is this at and how long can people expect to either be walking or just hanging out doing it? And do you need to register in advance?
So you don't need to register in advance. We do have a waiver for folks to sign when they first show up, and they only need to sign a waiver once a season. And our season ends in June, and then we'll resume again the following July. We recommend people get there between 7:30 and 7:45. Just because of parking, and it also gives them the opportunity to get their blood pressure taken if that's something that they want to do. We do free blood pressure screenings. And just to be able to relax a little bit before we walk. The actual walk is between 8 and 9 o'clock. People are encouraged to go at their own pace, their own distances, but we're definitely done by 9. The idea is you do your exercise and you go on with your day.
This is all in the morning, so maybe something you can fit in before you go to work.
Exactly.
Now, we're here finishing our 1 mile walk back at the community hospital in Boulder on Arapahoe. And what are all of these pieces of equipment here? This seems like a playground for grown-ups.
Yeah, it is a playground for grown-ups. We're a community hospital, and our community wants to take care of us. And so one of the things that's been more and more important is caregiver health, in the sense that we always focus, it is community. And so our nurses, our environmental staff, our doctors need a place to exercise and for it to be part of the day. So the hospital board was kind enough to donate this little park here as part of our exercise. And so we have our loop that we just completed, which has reduced our risk of an event by 30%. Way to go, team. And then we can do some strength training here to finish our morning exercise.
So I've done my mile for the day here.
Yes, you're off the hook.
I'm off the hook with Dr. Nelson Trujillo and Gina Simmering. They're both with the Walk with the Doc program. Dr. Trujillo is the doc you will be walking with if you go along. We'll put all the information at kgnu.org. You can also go to bch.org. marijuanaoutloud.com/walkwithadoc. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us, and we'll see you on August 26th.
And I'm barely out of breath, and we did a mile.
Way to go, team.